My name's Brian Keel. I'm Executive Director of Farmers for Free Trade. Farmers for Free Trade is a national nonprofit dedicated to supporting export markets for U.S. agriculture. We are co-chaired by U.S. Senator Max Baucus and U.S. Senator Dick Lugar, two former senators from Montana and Indiana, respectively. So we're a bipartisan nonprofit supported by ag associations, businesses, and individual farmers and ranchers.
Brian, coming out with a new report today looking at what ag industries would be hardest hit if the Chinese does impose the tariffs that they're threatening. Can you share a little bit more about that report and what you're finding?
Sure. So I think an important thing for listeners to know is that there are tariffs that have gone in place. So the U.S. Adopted steel and aluminum tariffs on Chinese imports of steel and aluminum. And the Chinese retaliated by putting tariffs, in most cases 15%, but in the case of pork, 25%, on a slew of U.S. ag products. So that includes apples, cherries, walnuts, pecans, pistachios, wine. So a number of U.S. ag products that would be going overseas to China currently have a tariff put on them by the Chinese. So that's raising the cost of our products in China, which makes us less competitive and gives our competitors an edge because they're able to sell at a cheaper price.
Can you share a little bit more what the report goes into, you know, having that total impact of so many different ag products?
Sure. You know, what you find when you look at the situation, there are certain states that are very impacted, you know, and it shouldn't be a surprise. It's the states that are growing fruit, nuts, pork. Those are the states that really do get impacted pretty heavily. And what we find is the tariffs that have been put in place so far generate, it's about $500 million in additional duties put on U.S. ag products. So think about it, it's basically a tax increase of $500 million on U.S. farmers. The thing that we also looked at in this report really is noting that this is just the first wave of tariffs. So what we're really concerned about is a trade war between the U.S. and China. The U.S. puts tariffs on Chinese steel, China retaliates and puts tariffs on these ag products. Now the U.S. is talking about putting tariffs on Chinese electronics. The Chinese are talking about putting tariffs on soybeans, on wheat, on beef. So, you know, these things can spiral out of control, and it really is the U.S. farmer and ag business that's paying the cost.
Closest to China, a lot of these products coming out of California ports. How would California, you know, feel the brunt of this as it waves through across the U.S.?
So California definitely is one of the heaviest impacted states. Washington State is impacted as well. You know, as you said, it's the Pacific Rim directly exporting. So our Pacific states are the ones that tend to be shipping more to China. Now, having said that, you know, what hurts a farmer in California is going to hurt a farmer across the U.S. So if you're a cherry grower in another state, even if you're not exporting, or take citrus as an example, California citrus, if you can't sell your citrus to China, that means you're going to be trying to sell it in the U.S., which is going to depress prices in the U.S. So even if you're a Florida citrus grower, you're going to see an impact even if you're not exporting to China. And that's true for all of these commodities. It's not good to see our markets shrinking.
Brian, any last thoughts to leave us with moving forward?
Yeah, I think what's really important for anyone listening to this is that you can make a difference and you can get involved. You can go to our website, which is farmersforfreetrade.com. And on our website, we have this very easy-to-use video tool. And what you can do is you can film a 30-second video from our website using your camera in your computer or camera on your phone. And you can just send a message saying what you grow, where you grow it, and why trade's important to you. We're collecting these videos. We're sending them to elected officials. We're sharing them on social media. It's a really easy way for farmers to speak out on these topics. You can also join Farmers for Free Trade, sign up for information updates. We're having meetings around the U.S., so if you sign up on our website, we'll make sure we notify you if we're having a trade meeting in your area.
A lot of state initiatives, Farmers for Free Trade taking place. Can you share a little bit more about the state on-the-ground efforts and how those are part of your organization?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, we partner with a number of agricultural organizations, including American Farm Bureau and their state chapters, the National Pork Producers, Wheat Growers, Corn Growers. So this is really a big tent effort. A lot of U.S. Ag is working together. And some of the things we're doing, we're setting up town hall meetings throughout the United States. So this Thursday, we have a meeting on the April 26th. We have a meeting in Sacramento, California. On May 2nd, we'll have a meeting in Spokane, Washington, and those will obviously focus on these tariffs that we just talked about. But we have meetings planned across the U.S. We're engaging farmers through this Voice of the Farmer campaign, where they can film short videos that get shared on social media. And we're just doing a lot of hands-on efforts to engage farmers directly. So if there's an ag convention, we'll be there with buttons and bumper stickers talking to people about why trade is so important to U.S. agriculture.
And any last comments to leave us with?
Boy, again, I just think it's so important that farmers get involved in this. You know, when you think about the number of issues that can affect you, from regulation to immigration to crop prices, I mean, there's a lot that farmers have to deal with. One thing we should not have to worry about is our markets shrinking. We should have a policy as a United States government that our goal is to expand markets for U.S. agriculture. And it's really disheartening when we see policies that the U.S. is adopting shrinking those markets. So I think every farmer should get involved and just insist that we're expanding markets and increasing our opportunity to sell our products.